after 110 at Clink Nut on Question. I'm not sure if I need to do this. History on ALOYOUN, Leanne, 12/20/66. Patient presents with a history of right heel pain for the past 2 weeks, with difficulty walking without known injury, vital signs of blood pressure slightly elevated, slightly 148 or 99, immunization status up to date, no known allergies, medications include metoprolol, tramadol, and trimethoprim, medical history, hypertension, history of neck pain with disc disease, surgical history, hysterectomy, partial and back surgery, L234 fusion. Present illness. As above, complaints of pain in foot, post without injury for the past 2 weeks. Review of symptoms non-contributory, past medical history as above, social family history non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance without distress, extremities, swelling, and tenderness, marked tenderness to heal, and posterior heel and insertion of Achilles tendon, as well as dorsal tendons in the proximal foot. Ankle negative to examination without tenderness, restricted range of motion. Legs without tenderness, restricted range of motion. Same for the knee and thighs. Remainder of physical exam, including gait, neurovascular, tendon functions all within normal limits, skin warm and intact, head, eyes, ears, and toes, TMs clear, pupils equal around, rectal light combination, neck supple without masses, with a restricted range of motion, lungs cleared off occasion percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft without a negative tenderness. Patient had x-rays obtained of foot, right foot. We showed diffuse, extensive spurring of heel anteriorly and posteriorly, as well as diffuse arthritis. Patient given dexamethasone 4 milligrams IM. The prescription of Medrol, also walking boot cast, ordered. Impression, severe arthritis with spur formation on heel and possible Achilles tendonitis. Patient instructed to follow up in 1 or 2 weeks, but advised that probably would need to see podiatrist or orthopedist. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.